But anyway, all right, so, of course, Vegas does have, like Steve said, the AVN Awards, but also it's the Consumer Electronics Show, and one of the big listeners of this program, a colonel in the HOL Army, Canuck Kurt, is online, and he is live from Las Vegas. Kurt, welcome back to The Rock, brother.
Hey, BJ, how you doing?
Well, thanks for asking, but I have to tell you that I'm legally required to have adult supervision when I'm around small children. How about you?
Well, so far, maybe the only guest on the show who's called into you whilst naked.
Oh!
That's not true. Double R did once.
Yeah.
I'm not, but I am a guest.
That's true.
Well, he was technically a guest.
Yeah. No, but he's... And I actually love the fact that, basically, Kurt is quoting the double R line from when he did call in whilst naked.
Yeah. That's good. I love it.
All right, Kurt, so you've been at the show, and how many more days is this baby going on?
Another 2 days, today and tomorrow. It started on Monday. I got in on Monday night, so yesterday was my first day at the show.
So, Kurt, is this part of your job, or are you just a fan of consumer electronics?
No, I'm in the industry. I deal with home theater video projectors.
Oh, very, very cool. So, all right. So you're there, and I'm envious of you, dude. I would just love to walk around and spend the entire time there. So what can we look forward to? What are some of the exciting things that you've seen at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas?
Well, for those of you that don't know, I'll just give you a couple of stats so that you know the actual size of this. There's 2,900 exhibitors. That's up from 2,700 last
29.
year. So every year the show is growing.
Where is it being held?
It is at the Vegas Convention Center, but there's also the Las Vegas Hilton right next door, and there's other hotels that rent out suites. So if you're walking the show, like yesterday I walked the show for 7 hours. It was open for 9, but after 7 hours my feet just gave out, and you cannot do more than 7 hours.
2,900.
And 1.6 million square feet of exhibit space, and about 140 to 150,000 people show up for this.
Man.
So this is huge.
It's very
huge.
We got to do a show from there. We have to somehow figure this out, you know, because it is huge, and I'm a big fan of this stuff.
Hey, Kurt, most importantly, have you had any chance to, like, run into hot porn sluts while being out there?
Well, they actually separated it this year. They used to have the CES show and the AVN show at the same time. And the first time I was down to CES in 94, the AVNs were actually very small. So as a CES person, you could actually go up into the AVNs. And, yeah, I was there and got some autographs and whatnot back in 94, I think. But now they've separated it, and, of course, you have to be a part of the industry because the Internet basically has, of course, exploded the porn industry.
Yeah.
And the rumor that I heard last year was that if you are an outsider that wants to attend the show, it's $150 to get in.
Wow.
That's worth every penny.
It sure is. Yeah.
I'm going to start saving for next year.
That's right. All right, so, Kurt, what have you seen so far that has blown your doors off that us regular people would love electronic-wise?
Well, let's start with the car stuff. The catchphrase for a lot of the car stuff is now Bluetooth, that a lot of people are familiar with the Bluetooth headset for your cell phone.
Right.
But now you can incorporate that into your car stereo as well. So if your phone rings and you've got the tunes cranked, instead of having to turn the volume down, the phone will sense it, the car stereo will sense it, and it will turn the volume down, and it will actually display your incoming call on the screen on your car stereo.
Wow. And is that going to work with most major phones, you know, like the I got a Trio, and of course people got the Motorolas and all that?
I believe so. There's a company called Parrot that I've heard about before, and again, because the whole consumer electronics thing is such a huge area, I mean, I'm in one field of it, and I don't even know everything there is to know about home theater. So something as far removed as Bluetooth, I'm basically a user of the product, and so I'm looking at it from an end user rather than somebody that's selling it. But, yeah, I believe that a number of manufacturers have jumped on it. I know Sony has jumped on it. Like I said, Parrot also makes a little stick-on display that you can actually just have separate from your car stereo. So if you want to duplicate the screen that's on your phone, you can actually stick it to your windshield with a little suction cup, and you can get your call display and look at those little porn clips that you downloaded into your phone that you're not supposed to look at while you're driving.
Of course. Very, very good. So, all right, so that's cool. So Bluetooth actually mutes and lowers the audio of your stereo, plus we'll put on, you know, who's calling you on your stereo screen. That's pretty cool. What else have you seen, Kurt?
Okay, car stereo-wise, the boom cars just get more ridiculous every year. And I saw this last year, and this year they took it to another level with the demo car they had. There's a company called MTX that makes a subwoofer called the Jackhammer. It's 22 inches in diameter. It's 23 inches long. 6,000 watts RMS power handling. 18,000 watts peak.
Oh, man.
And there's a demo car. There's a demo truck, actually, that has two of these in there. And there's a sign on it saying, don't ask for a demo. Due to noise level restrictions at the show, we can only turn it on once in a while.
Wow.
And they turned it on. They barely tickled it. And, I mean, it covered the entire stadium area where it was in. I mean, it seriously is ridiculous.
The jackhammer
car stereo. How about you? How about Double R? If you ever want to do a party, you just bring your car there and open the doors, and you can power the whole joint. You won't have to bring your stuff anymore. That's nuts.
Well, and if you want to go camping and take your home theater into the woods, they now have a power inverter that will provide you with 110 volts from your 12 volt car battery, and it'll put out 6,000 watts. So you can take your jackhammer out in the woods and scare the bears away.
Well, how about your drive-in theater in the backyard, Double R? You don't have to do anything anymore. Just, get that hooked up to your car.
Yeah, but remember the neighbors calling the cops?
Well, you'll have that.
Little speakers.
Yeah, 6,000 watts.
Your jackhammer outdoor theater would be a little bit problematic. Now, what about, have you heard anything about the iPod phone? I guess now iPod is finally blinking because of the fact a lot of cell phone companies have added tunes to their cell phones, and now the iPod is coming out with a phone?
You know what? I have not seen that yet.
Your
area, I apologize because Rev said in the last second, hey, can you talk about the iPhone? It's like, oops, I haven't even seen it yet. So it's a part of the show that I'm going to cover today, but I haven't gotten there yet. So sorry about that.
Not a problem. So, I know we're also going to talk to Paul Clemens, who's our technical guy at the HL Army, so we'll see if he knows about it. All right, how about one more thing, Kurt, from the show that should knock our socks off?
Well, let's talk about, man, I mean, there's so much. Let's talk about home theater. You guys were talking about the 103-inch Panasonic Plasma the other day.
Yes.
And yet, it was actually there last year as well, and it looks phenomenal. It's a really good-looking display.
103-inch plasma television.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. There is the prototypes. There's three prototypes in the world, and they were all at the show, and Sharp has come out with a 108-inch LCD.
Wow.
And I asked about specs, and they can't give it to me because they haven't made them. These ones were, the three of them were handmade. So they're not in production. They won't be in production for a couple of years yet. In fact, it's interesting. A lot of the stuff that you see on the see at the show doesn't actually hit the market. So you can be real excited about a product 1 year and going, yeah, this is going to be the next best thing. And then the next year at the show, it's been discontinued because of production problems or whatever, and it's not even there.
Now, we're talking to Connect Kurt, who's live from the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. Kurt, tell me about LG, because I also heard they had a real big screen TV. And LG is a company that I've seen for many years, and frankly, I always thought when it came to, like, you know, electronics, they were kind of like a cheap version, not a high-end brand name. But I've heard lately that LG has really made a name for themselves and has become a respectable electronics name.
Yeah, the Koreans have definitely come a big step forward in the last few years. It's basically LG, and there's a couple of other manufacturers as well. And LG is cranking out some very nice flat-screen TVs. I believe they deal with plasma and LCD, and they are impressive. And, of course, all the Japanese manufacturers. In general, I mean, there's a lot of no-name brand stuff that you see at the show. So you get a lot of people in from Taiwan with little companies you've never heard of. And you're looking at them and you're going, you know, yeah, some of the stuff looks really cool. Like, they come up with some really funky looking tiny speakers and multiple colors. But if you look very closely, and this is really what you have to do as a consumer, you have to look very closely at the picture quality that you're getting out of the flat screen display device that you want to buy. And from far away, they all look great. But when you get close up, there's noise in the picture. A lot of them will not do proper blacks. So you get a gray screen instead of black. Even looking at, say, 20 different monitors at the show all showing the same thing, they're all set up a little bit differently. And I did see some displays that just did not look very good at all because these people are taking them out of the box, throwing them up, and they're not being calibrated.
So, that is amazing, you know, when people do a show like that and they don't hook it up the way they're supposed to. I know when I go to stores sometimes, I'll go, dude, are you kidding me? You know, they use the same feed of cable, and therefore, you know, it gets all grainy, and you go, well, how can I buy a TV like that? Hey, Kurt, we got to fly, but thanks for the info, dude, and I'm jealous of you.
One last thing. There is something that might interest Top Shelf that I'm going to tonight. Have you heard of the new attraction that's in Vegas called the BBB?
No.
It's the Baby Bunny Brothel, where all the girls from MySpace will fulfill all of your wildest fantasies.
There you go. The BBB.
Didn't realize we were doing comedy.
Well, comedy on
that. That's good stuff.
I like it.
Hey, Kurt, we love you, man. Thanks very much for the update.
Have a good one.
All right, take it easy. There you go. Canuck Kurt, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get more info later on in the week from Paul Clemens, who's the
tech nerd specialist of the H-Hole Army.
Right, and he will, because I hear rumor, he told us to wait on the high-definition DVD players.
Oh, yeah?
Saying because there's two major companies and two different formats, sort of like it used to be with VHS and Beta. And it looks like there may be, finally, the hybrid he was talking about. So we'll see if he knows about that, and maybe he'll know about the iPhone as well. Let me ask you a question, though, Steve. You gave me a whole list of stuff. Was he aware that we had this list of things to talk about?
Should have been, yeah.
Yeah, because he didn't say anything on here.
No.
Well, even when I fed him a line about, well, how about the LG? I mean, there's a line on here about how the LG has a great 100-inch television. Yeah. He didn't seem to know anything about that.
I think he was really caught up in the auto stuff.
He was too busy writing comedy.
Yeah, really.
Jackhammer, yeah, the 3B.
My impression is this. I have a feeling that Rev put this together and never sent this to him, or somehow it got sent to, I don't know, but he was not on the same page.
Yeah.
And so if we use Canuck Kurt again, we got to get him on the same page.
Exactly.
Get me on the page. Because every time I went to him and said, what's the thing? He didn't talk about anything that's on this list right here I have. He talked about nothing on this list.
We'll make sure Paul gets the list.
Yeah. You know,
those wacky Canadians.
Hold on. Hey, Rev, let me ask Rev, because I'm about to fire him. You know, I mean, again, I'm trying to do an interview, and I'm totally thrown for a loop.
I love it.
Rev, what is this list I have in front of me? Because Paul had no, I mean, Kurt had no idea about this list.
Well, thanks, BJ. I made that list last night. And, yeah. Sure.
So he didn't get a copy of it.
Yeah, pretty much. Back to you.
Well, that was a tough one to figure out, BJ, but you did it. Good job.
Thank you.
Way to go, Sherlock.
Honestly, I mean, he's an idiot. You know, the Rev, I mean, he goes out and he does this thing, which is a nice thing, but he doesn't give it to Paul. Right. Oh, yeah, I mean, I should say give it to Kurt, whatever. You know, he doesn't give it to Kurt.
We'll make sure Paul gets it, though.
Yeah, Jesus. okay, we're going to take a break.
Blame Canada.
Yeah, blame Canada.